بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. Allah Ta'ala says, those who take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, do they seek with them honor? Is that the reason you do it? Are these people seeking honor through the disbelievers? But indeed, honor belongs to Allah entirely. A very powerful, very significant verse, a very straightforward concept, which is that if you are a true believer, you understand that izzah is with this deen, with the believers, with Allah Ta'ala, and you don't go out seeking honor through the approval of non-believers. How can you seek firmness from a people whose faith has no firm foundation? How does that work? How can you seek strength from people whose faith cannot withstand questioning? You ask a few questions and the faith falls apart. There's no strength in there. How are you seeking strength from them? Imitation. What does that mean when you imitate others, when you look up to others, when you are seeking the approval of others? What does that imply? That it implies that what that person thinks of me is more important than what I think of myself. This is a very lowly state to be in. That what they think of me, who cares about being true to myself? I just need to fit in with them because their opinion is more important than my own. Pretending to be somebody that you're not may help you fit into the crowd, but you'll never feel right in your own skin. What good is it to fit into a certain crowd if you're not even being yourself? You don't fit in with your own self, your own consciousness. So be true to what you believe in. Why? Because the people who matter don't mind, and the people who mind don't matter, as they say. It's a nice quote. And you might be thinking, and some people, unfortunately, they'll never say it out loud, but they might be thinking to themselves, well, look at how much they have. And look how little we have. They have so much strength. We have so little. So of course I want to be like them. I want to fit in with them. I want to have what they have. I want to be part of that crowd. Let's be real. They have so much more than us. Remember that even when the disbeliever's body is free, their hearts are enslaved to false idols. And on the flip side, even if the Muslim's body is enslaved, his heart is free. I remind you of the example of Bilal رضي الله عنه, whose body was being crushed by a boulder. So his body was being enslaved. And yet his soul was crying out, what? Ahadun ahad. This is the greatest state of freedom. Because you can hurt the body, you can kill the body, you can enslave the body. But the ruh and the soul and the spirit is connected to Allah Ta'ala. That is the only true state of freedom to be in. And that is where izzah is derived from. Now, of course, let's get back to the ayah. Allah Ta'ala asks the question regarding these disbelievers who take the allies as disbelievers instead of the believers. They'd rather hang out with disbelievers instead of the believers. They'd rather be out there than in here with the believers in the masjid praying, etc. Allah Ta'ala asks, do they seek these hypocrites? Do they seek with them honor? Are you seeking izzah? And so we have to ask ourselves and be honest with ourselves. When you spend time with non-Muslims, what is the objective? What is the goal? This especially applies to us because we live in these lands. And so we probably spend a lot of time in those types of circles. Are you just trying to go to work? Make ends meet? No problem there. Can't blame you for that. If you're just trying to work, you're trying to work. No problem. Are you trying to represent your deen? Are you trying to put a good image of Islam? Maybe even convey the message of Islam in whatever way you can. MashaAllah, that's the best. It's not just good, it's the best. Or are you trying to seek to fit in, to get their approval? Do you need their validation? If that is the case, if you can ask yourself this question and be honest within your own heart, and the answer is yes, I do want their validation. That does give me a sense of honor and izzah. But then that is confirming two things. Number one, that this is a quality of nifaq, hypocrisy. So you have to take a look at your own heart. And number two, Allah Ta'ala is informing you that you'll never achieve honor. You're seeking honor that way, you will never achieve it because you're going in the wrong direction. The direction for honor is towards Allah Ta'ala. You're going in the direction of kufr. And so you'll never get to that destination. However, on the flip side, to those who say, no, that's not me, I'd like to speak to you for a moment. If you are proud of the fact that you fasted today, if you say, alhamdulillah, that's my izzah, that's my honor. I spent the whole day, I was hungry and I was thirsty. But you know what? Allah Ta'ala commanded it, so I did it. Allah chose Ramadan, so I'm doing Ramadan. If Allah chose a different month or a different action to do, that's what I'd be doing. That's my izzah. If you genuinely feel that in your heart, If you're proud of yourself, if you feel a sense of honor that you came to the masjid and that you're here tonight, if you're proud of the fact that you're with the believers standing shoulder to shoulder, worshiping Allah, if you're proud of every moment that you pick up the mushaf and you read the Qur'an, if you feel genuine joy in reading the Qur'an, in making dua, in praying on time, in praying with your family, if these are the things that give you honor, then alhamdulillah, this is proof of sincerity. This is proof that your heart is in the right place. And so the Prophet tells us, بَشِّرْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِالسَّنَاءِ وَالتَّمْكِينِ فِي الْبِلَادِ وَالنَّصْرِ وَالرِّفَعَةِ فِي الدِّينِ. Give glad tidings to this ummah for a high position, an establishment in the land, and victory, and a superiority in their deen. Glad tidings. Be grateful that this is going to give you so much elevation and honor. When we honor Islam, Islam has such an honor that it draws other people in. I'm sure many of you remember, right before Ramadan started, alhamdulillah, we had a beautiful gathering. The brothers who were in charge, may Allah Ta'ala bless them, they did this incredible volunteer work. They sent out flyers to the whole neighborhood saying, listen, come and join us. Come take a look at our masjid. Before Ramadan starts, we want to reach out. And they did an amazing job. So many people were researching, learning about Islam, curious about Islam. People we had no idea about. And all they needed, they were just on the edge, they just needed that little push, and alhamdulillah, we brought them in. Not only did we have a great day, seeing how attractive it is when the brothers and sisters come together for the sake of Allah Ta'ala in this masjid, it is so enticing. It is so attractive. It draws in so many people. They come, they're so impressed, they're so amazed, because this is true honor. Others want to be part of it. They're just asking the question, how do I get part of this? How can I learn more about this? How can I be with you? You guys have something I don't have. And alhamdulillah, on that day, somebody took shahada. And three people I had a conversation with were extremely close, saying, I'm learning and I'm studying and I want to know more and I'm very close to embracing Islam. This is the power. This is the izzah that we have when we stick together. But unfortunately, some of us are doing what? I want to go out there with them, because that's where I seek honor. A'udhu billah. Recognize that there's such a strength and such a power when we stick together and when we draw others in. And just as a final story, just to really put a fine point on it, it was either last night or the night before, that one of those people that came to our gathering, he came again to the masjid. And he was here for iftar. And he said to me, I'm really looking into Islam. I know you guys are reading Quran every night. I'm reading Quran every night too. Every night I'm reading Quran. And I'm getting closer and closer. I feel like this is the truth. And the reason is because I've been spending my life going from one place of worship to the other, different religions, never really feeling that sense of holiness. I go there, they have their worship, they do whatever they do. Didn't grab me. I just couldn't say that it grabbed my heart. It didn't feel like it was like from God, basically. He goes, on that day when you had that gathering and that man took shahada and he embraced Islam, I felt I was truly witnessing something sacred. That was the moment I knew that I was, when I see the way you worship, when I see the way you pray, and when I was witnessing somebody embrace Islam, I truly felt the divine presence and I was in the presence of something truly sacred. That was told to me, subhanAllah, it was either last night or the night before, having a bit of a memory lapse. I'm telling you, subhanAllah, we don't see how powerful it is when the believers stick together. The amount of izzah and how attractive that is and how it draws people in. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are sincere and are getting away from nifaq. May Allah Ta'ala cleanse us and purify our hearts from nifaq. May Allah Ta'ala make us seek honor through this Quran, through this deen, through our salah. May Allah Ta'ala prevent us and help us to stay away from seeking honor through anything else. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.